的祷告乃是宇宙最大的力量。
And indeed, the power of prayer is the mightiest.
祷告是神的炸药。
And to pray, the prayer is the dynamite of heaven.
没有什么能够来拦阻、来阻挡。
Because there's nothing that can stop this force.
神把这样的权柄来赐给我们。
And God has given us this authority and power.
圣经告诉我们说，地上所捆绑的，天上也要捆绑。
And in the Bible, it says that whoever was binded on earth is also binded in heaven.
地上所释放的，天上也要释放。
And whoever is released on earth is also released in heaven.
我们神他要做事太容易了。
And it is indeed very easy for the God to just execute the thing.
他是说有就有，命立就立。
Because God creates and He chooses what He wants.
但是我们的神要得着我们，借着祷告与他同工。
But God wants us to work together with Him through prayers.
来，我们借着祷告摸着他天上的心意。
So that through our prayers we could understand His heart.
是我们里面的基督祷告天上的基督。
And indeed, it is the internal Christ that connects with the heavenly Christ.
借着祷告，叫他永远的旨意能够完成。
So that through our prayers we could receive His eternal desire.
我们一起来读以赛亚书第六十二章。
So let's read Isaiah chapter 62.
请我们一起来读第六节和第七节。
Verses number 6 and 7.
以赛亚书六十二章第六、第七节。
Isaiah 62, 6 and 7.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你门上设立守望，他们昼夜必不寂寞，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。神在这里有一个呼吁。
In here, God has a calling.
他说：“耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的。”
He says, "O Jerusalem, I have posted watchmen on your wall."
在古时候，在一个城中需要有守望的人。
And in a pre-modernized world, you need a watchman on your tower.
否则敌人来靠近，他们来不及做任何的反应。
Because we have to watch for the enemy.
那在这边他说，在城上设立守望的。
And here it says, we send the watchman to stand guard on the tower.
今天神他要得着守望的人。
Today God wants to find his watchman.
他呼召守望的人。
And he asks and calls on the watchman.
但是守望的人是在城上的。
But you have to know that the watchman is on the high ground.
若是这些守望的人和大家站在一样的高度。
And if the watchman was level with every one of us.
在人群当中。
And within a crowd.
他看不见远处。
The watchman would not be able to see far.
他看不见仇敌的来到。
And he would not to see the enemy from apart.
这边讲到说，耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的。
And here it says that I have posted watchmen on your walls.
弟兄姊妹，今天神他渴望得着守望的人。
And today God wants to find his watchmen.
他要神的儿女，我们都做一个守望者。
And he wants all of his children to become watchmen.
今天是的，我们还活在世界上。
And yes, today we are still alive in this world.World.
好像我们跟视为我们的朋友我们的亲人好像跟各样的人我们并没有太多的差别
And look at every one of us around you There is not much difference among us
我们需要吃我们需要工作我们有好多的事情跟世界上的人看起来是一样我们也都在做
And indeed we have to go to work We have to be fed just like everyone else
但是弟兄姊妹我们要认识
But brother and sister you have to recognize
当我们的主从死里面复活
When God has resurrected from the dead,
他叫我们和他一同复活。
And he has indeed come back to life among with us.
我们的主为我们升天，他坐在宝座上。
And God has ascended onto heaven onto his throne.
圣经告诉我们说，我们和他一同坐在天上。
But at the same time, we are up there with him.
这不是讲到说，到神旨意完成的时候，是的，我们都和他同登宝座。
It doesn't say that when everything is said and done, we would go up. It says that we are already there with him.
那今天我们看见神的话告诉我们，就在今天，我们蒙恩儿女，我们有一个何等蒙福的地位。
So today, in the Bible, it already says that we have already received the position in the throne with our God.
我们是与他一同复活。
And indeed, we have come back to life together with him.
我们是与他一同坐在天上。
And indeed, we are already now in the same position as He is.
这是我们的地位。
And because this is indeed our position.
兄弟兄姊妹，我们从一个天的地位，我们来看好多事情，我们的角度是完全不一样的。
And if we look and stand on this heavenly position and see, you will see that everything is different.
在世界上的人看人生是这么多的劳苦愁烦。
Because everyone on this earth would see everything is painful and suffering.
也许我们从天的角度，我们看见这一生满了主恩典的工作。
But if you look at it from the heavenly standpoint, then you would see that through your life is a lot of joyful and work from the God.
也许我们看见这每一个苦难是神他给我们一个祝福。
And you have to understand that all the suffering that we have to go through is indeed a blessing from Him.
当从世界我们看，我们好多缺乏。
So if you look at it from the earthly standpoint, you will see that everything is lacking.
从属天的角度，我们能够说我们的帮助从何而来。
But if you look at it with your heavenly view, then you will recognize that everything comes from above.
我们向山举目，是我们知道我们的帮助从何而来。
And we look upon the top of the mountain or on the sky because we know that's where it comes from.
我们的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Because everything that we have and our help is from the heaven.
主叫我们坐在高
And God wants us to stand up on the high ground.
这是我们的地位。
Because that is indeed our position.
我们不在世界里面跟人家这样子来兢兢业业的这样子来竞争。
And we no longer should level with everyone else and stand on this low ground.
我们努力，但是我们所要的却不是属地的东西。
And we work very hard, but it is not the earthly things that we desire for.
今天神设立守望者是在城。墙的上面
And indeed, it says that he has posted watchmen on the walls.
我们求主救我们脱离属地的残累
And we ask God to take us away from the low ground.
叫世界从我们里面都要过去
So that all the earthly desire would be taken away.
求主带我们站在一个高处
And we want God to take us to this high ground.
叫我们里面可以来仰望我们的神
So that on this high ground, we could see God clearly.
叫属世界的、属地的、属肉体的，不叫我们下沉。
So that we no longer be synced with the earthly things.
他将我们带到高处。
And please bring us to the high ground, Lord.
在城墙上，神设立守望的人。
So that on the walls, we could become your watchmen.
这些守望的人是祷告的人。
And these watchmen are the people who pray.
这些守望的人是警醒的人。
And the people who pray are the people that are alert.
这些守望的人是有使命的人。
And the people who are alert are the people who have commissions.
在这次春令会我们的弟兄他在信息中曾经跟我们讲过一句话
And during the spring retreat our brother told us this
他说没有使命感的人注重自己人生所需
He talked about whoever who does not have the sense of the commission would only care about what he wants
富有天国使命的人思念天上的事
But whoever has the heavenly commission they would think about the heavenly things
我们祷告有没有使命感？这是我们在神的面前，好像是一个温度计。
And if you, how you set your mind on the things above is kind of like a thermometer of the church.
我们到底那个使命感是在哪一个方向
？And what is your sense of your commission?
我们所注意的到底是哪一些事情
？What are you paying attention to?
若是我们所祷告的，我们所关心的。只不过是我们生活里面各样的事情。
If you only prayed about and hope for the things that you need on this world,
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说我们不需要为我们生活、我们环境所需的来祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I am not saying that you should not pray for what you need in this life.
神喜乐我们带到他的面前，所有的重担、所有的难处，我们都带到主的面前。
And indeed, God wants us to bring all of our burdens to Him, including the earthly things.
但是神也何等的盼望我们能够摸着他属天的心意。
But our Lord also has this desire and longing such that we would pray for the heavenly things as well.
叫我们为着耶路撒冷来求平安。
And indeed, we should pray for the peace of the Jerusalem.
叫我们先求他的国和他的义。
So that we would long and pray for the heavenly things.
我们所有的神要来加给我们，赐给我们。
And because God wants to give us our everything.
我们求主带我们到高处。
And we hope that God will lead us to this high ground. So that inside of us, we will be filled with the sense of commission. So that we will pray for the heavenly kingdom. So that we will pray for Jerusalem. And on this high ground, we should look at what we need again in this world. And in us, there should be this faith saying that there is one Lord and there is one God. And indeed, He has taken full responsibility of our life. And are you willing to say that you're putting the heavenly things in your first of your list?
耶路撒冷啊, 我在你城上设立守望的。
I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem.
他们昼夜必不静默。
They will never be silent day or night.
这些守望的人是昼夜不静默的。
And these watchmen, they are never be silent day or night.
他们是时刻警醒的一般人。
Because they are always alert and awake.
因为现今是一个征战最猛烈的时刻。
And now is the time of struggle, right now.
有好多人讲说，是的，现在是主来之前夜最深的时候。
And a lot of people say that now is the darkest moment of the night.
有人看见最近好多的地震，动不动什么7点多级，以前很少很少听过的。
And you should know that there's a lot of earthquakes that's happening around all over the world.
有干旱，有饥荒，有各样的事情。有人说，这地球到底变成什么问题来了？
And among there's a lot of other natural disasters that happening all over the world.
圣经告诉我们说，主来的脚步是近了。
And he says in the Bible that the coming of the Lord is close.
他就在门口了。
And indeed, he may be already at the door.
也许我们看见好多事情在世界上发生，我们说，哎呀，主来的日子真是近了。
Maybe you're looking around and you see all these things, and you said maybe the Lord is already coming.
但是我们知道主来之前，那个征战是何等的猛烈。
And you should recognize that the struggle is the worst before the Lord comes.
在以弗所书里面告诉我们这个属灵的征战。
And in Ephesians, it talks about this struggle.
但我们知道我们原不是和属血气的、属肉体的在那里征战。
And you have to understand that you are not fighting the flesh and blood.
我们所征战的对象是天空属灵气的恶魔。
But you're indeed fighting the evil, the devil.
那这个征战是非常猛烈的。
And you have to understand that this struggle between you and the devil is going to be a painful one.
不能让我们放松的。
And it is a struggle that you have to be very careful of.
所以看这边告诉我们说，我们需要昼夜不住的在那里不静默。
So you have to understand that you have never to be silent day or night.
只要我们时刻警醒的。
And you have to be always alert.
因为仇敌他是不放松的。
Because the evil one will not stop.
有人讲说，今天如果仇敌在天花板上，在那里没事干的时候。
And sometimes someone says that if you're looking at the devil and then you see that he is not making any attack.
可能也是我们当中没有多少主工作的时候。
And maybe you should recognize that that is the time that the Lord is not working with you.
什么时候主的旨意在这里运行？
Whenever God gives you his mission,
什么时候仇敌他是不放松的？
Then that's the time the devil one will strike.
什么时候神要建造他的教会？
Whenever Lord wants to establish his church.
什么时候你就看见那个征战是何等的猛烈？
And when that's the time you will see the struggle and be the worst.
在这边告诉我们说要昼夜不静默。
He says here that you will never be silent day or night.
保罗告诉我们说要穿上全副的军装。
And Paul says that we have to take on the full armor of God.
我们都知道这全副的军装一样一样，教我们知道怎么样来抵挡仇敌的诡计。
And we have to see that we have to take on this full armor so that we could take on against the devil's scheme.
抵挡他在我们心思里面所有的攻击。
And we have to take on the attack from all angles from the devil's scheme.
我们怎么样站在主为我们所做成一切的工作这样的地位上，我们来面对这些征战。
And on this position, that is backed by the God, we could fight this devil.
我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
And we have to take on the helmet.
我们要拿起圣灵的宝剑。
And we have to take on the sword of Holy Spirit.
这个宝剑就是神的道。
And this Holy Spirit is the works of God.
下面他讲到说，要靠着圣灵。
He says here, through the Holy Spirit,
随时多方祷告祈求,
and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
在告诉我们穿上全副军装以后，叫我们真的是随时多方祷告祈求。
So he says that after we take on the full armor of God, we could pray in the Spirit on all occasions.
必要在此警醒不倦。
And with that in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
为众圣徒祈求。
To keep on praying for all of the saints.
保罗真的知道属灵的征战。
And here Paul really talked about the struggle between us.
我们不是与属血气的来征战。
And we have to recognize that we are not fighting on with against the flesh and blood.
我们乃是与属灵气的恶魔在那里征战。
But we are fighting against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world.
仇敌好像那吼叫的狮子。
Because the devil one is like a lion.
他在最后这段时间里面用尽他一切的力量，要拦阻神的心意完成。
And this end period of time, he is going to use all his force to try to stop God.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天神把这祷告的权柄来赐给我们。
But brother and sister, God has already given us the power to pray.
为着他旨意能够成就。
So that we could pray for the heavenly things.
让他的国能够临到。
So that the heavenly kingdom could come to us.
他的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that all his desire and all his wants could have been on this world.
他叫我们起来祷告。
And he asks us to stand up and pray.
他叫我们做一个守望者。
So that we could be his watchmen.
不放松，我们时刻警醒。
And without rest, we would never be silent, day or night.
昼夜必不静默。
And so that we would never be silent, day or night.
下面讲到说，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。
And he says that here, the one who call on the Lord should not rest.
在墙上城墙上面这些守望的人，若是他看见仇敌靠近了，他里面的那个大声疾呼啊，那个呼吁耶和华的。
And as a watchman, when you see the enemy coming from afar, you should yell and call loudly.
他们里面有一个很重、很迫切的那个负担。
And because you have this heavy burden within you,
很多时候我们看见一些事情的发生。
And a lot of times you see the things coming from afar.
我们里面有没有那种迫切的感觉？
Do you have this heavy burden in you?
还是我们轻轻呼呼的？哎呀，反正这些事都是会发生的。
Or are you just saying, oh, whatever, this happens?
有的人软弱跌倒，你说都会发生的，这就是这样了。
And a lot of people, when they sin and fall, they will just say, oh yeah, whatever, that happens.
还是我们里面有一个很迫切的感觉？
Or are you the one that take on the heavily burden and says, oh?
有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不焦急呢？
And are you the one that saying that why did I fall down and why am I doing this?
保罗他里面有一个那样的一个迫切的感觉，看见任何一个人软弱，任何一个人跌倒，他里面过不去，他需要向神来呼吁。
And Paul is the apostle that has this heavy burden that says, oh, why is everyone falling down? What can I do?
这边讲说呼吁耶和华的
and says you who call on the Lord
他们是里面有一个迫切的感觉，那样重的一个负担。
And those are the people that have this heavy burden within them.
我们的主他告诉我们说，他为他的殿心里焦急如同火烧。
And in here says that the people that have this heavy burden would feel like they're burning by fire.
我们看见神的家、神的儿女的情形，我们向主有一个迫切的呼求。
And I hope that all the children of God, we have this equally heavy burden within you.
我们看见征战的猛烈，我们向我们的神来呼求，求主伸出他全能的膀臂来。
So when you see this outcome of the struggle, you would want to do something about it.
我们从上个礼拜五，我们当中的年轻人，他们从礼拜五的中午一点钟开始到礼拜六的七点，他们有一个叫做饥饿三十的活动。
And the youngsters among my church, they went to this fasting from last Friday to Saturday.
那这个饥饿三十很重要，就让他们体会那种饥饿的感觉。
And they were to fast for 30 hours so that they would understand the feeling of starving.
那这是世界展望会所发起的，他们为了关心到全世界有好多的人仍然在缺少粮食的这种光景里面，那他们也愿意把福音传给他们，所以他们叫年轻的孩子，你们愿不愿意来试试看三十个小时体会一下饥饿。
And the goal of this exercise is to starve for 30 hours so that we will recognize and understand the pain of starving so that they could spread the gospel to the people that are less lucky.
我很讶异啊，几乎所有的孩子他们都愿意参加。
And I was really surprised that all of the children are willing to participate.
结果很多做父母的，他们也不好意思在家里面煮大吃大喝的。
So a lot of the parents of the children, they did not eat very well during those 3 days as well.
好些父母也就陪着孩子们，我们一起饥饿30小时试试看。
So just like the parents also participated in this event.
后来我们想到说，今天为着一个体会饥饿，有这么多的人。他们都愿意来参加，来为了这个活动能够得到一些捐款。
And I was really surprised that a lot of people are willing to participate so that they could gather enough money to give for the poor.
那年轻人他们有这样的一个心愿，有这样的一个负担，有这样的一个体会，我们觉得这是很好的。
And I'm very happy that a lot of youngsters are willing to participate in this meaningful event.
啊，后来我们就想到说，那今天。在神儿女的当中，我们有没有好像有一件事情迫切到一个地步？你觉得说，我愿意为主来禁食祷告。
So now, as the children of God, do you have the same desire and this heavy burden in you that you're willing to fast and to starve for Christ?
也许我们都在圣经里面也读过禁食祷告。
Or maybe you have already read a lot of stories in the Bible that talked about fasting.
主耶稣刚出来服事的时候，有40天在那里禁食祷告。
And before the God come out to serve, he fasted for 40 days.
所以告诉我们说，有一些的鬼没有禁食祷告就赶不出去啊。
And it also talked about there's a certain amount of evil spirit without fasting, you cannot overcome it.
我们看见在使徒行传，他们也一路上好多的时候，他们需要禁食祷告。
And we see a lot of, in Acts, there's a lot of occasions where you see the apostles and fasting.
他们需要打发人出去的时候，他们禁食祷告。
And whenever they send someone outward to do something, they would fast.
弟兄姊妹，只有当人他里面那个负担迫切到一个地步的时候，他说他愿意放下最合理的生活的要求。
And it's when someone who has this heavy burden, then they're willing to surrender the basic rights so that they would fast.
当他们负担重到一个地步，他们也顾不上要吃什么东西，就在神的面前倾心吐意的祷告。
And it's when the burden becomes so heavy that they would give up the right to eat so that they could fast and pray to the God.
这边告诉我们说，呼吁耶和华的。
And it says here that who calls on the name of God.
他们有一个这么迫切的感觉。
And it's because they have such a heavy feeling that they have to call upon the Lord.
所以他们起来在神面前呼吁。
So that they stand up and call on the Lord.
今天我不晓得说我们当中有没有人你曾经有禁食祷告，有没有？
Is there anyone that has fasted before among us?
今天禁食不是一个方法，不是我们来做一件事情。
And to fast is not something that you have to do.
但是今天我们特别，若主把那样一个负担放在我们的里面
，But today I hope that if you have this desire and burden within you，
我们向我们的神来呼吁
，That you could call on the Lord。
我们有一个迫切到一个地步，我们愿意放下我们吃饭最合理的一个权利
，And you have this burden so heavy such that you would give up the right to eat。
我们有一个决心站在神的这一边。
So that you want to stand on God's side.
我们的对头撒旦在那里抵挡，我们要祷告来毁灭他所有的诡计。
And so that we could stand on defense when the devil attacks.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看见神呼召呼吁守望者起来。
And here we could see that God is calling upon us to become His watchmen.
他们是站在城上的。
And the watchmen are standing on the wall.
他们是昼夜不静默的，是时刻警醒的。
And the watchmen are always alert. They will never be silent, day or night.
他们是呼吁耶和华的。
And they are the people who call on the Lord.
带着负担那样迫切向神祷告的这般人。
And they're the one that have the heavy burden, so that they would always call and pray to the Lord.
我们求主在这些日子吸引我们来到他的面前。
So I hope that the Lord would lead us to Him.
当我们在他诗人宝座前屈膝的时候
，so that when we rest on his throne，
我们知道征战何等的猛烈
，and we have to also recognize that it is indeed a struggle that is
happening。我们知道我们的神心里面何等的急切
，and then we know that the God has this urgent desire。
今天所需要的是神儿女起来祷告
，because he needs us to stand up and pray。
好像神他能够做很多的事情。
And it's just like that God could do a lot of things by himself. But today, he does not choose to do everything by himself. He wants us to stand up and pray. Do you think that God does not see the attack that the devil one is doing to every one of us?
偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The devil one is destroying everything. And you think that our Lord does not see that?
弟兄姊妹,
and brothers and sisters, indeed, our God recognizes. But he asked for his watchmen to stand up on his wall.
为神的家,
so that for the house and for the brothers and sisters, we pray. And God wants us to stand up and pray. So that God does not do that all by himself, as he wants us. But he wants us to pray with him. So that we would pray with him and struggle with him. So that we could struggle and build with him.
弟兄姊妹,
and brothers and sisters, when the new Jerusalem has established,
神不是说,
so God would not say that, see that, I do that all by myself. And you see that this beautiful city and the walls are built by me.
我相信神会说,
I think God indeed wants to say that, hey, we build this all together. And indeed it is us together with God to build this city. And if you truly understand how important we are to God,
我们愿意从主来领受这样的负担,
then you would want to receive this burden with God. So that we would call and pray with him.
他讲到说,
and he says that give yourself no rest, and give him no rest. And we pray so that God would not rest. Because God wants us to have no rest. So that we could pray constantly. And we should not stop after just praying for a certain thing just a couple of times. And to pray for the heavenly kingdom, we have to be in a constant prayer. And in Luke chapter 18, God talked about how the parable of the persistent widow.
他讲到一个城里面有一个官啊, 这个官是不义的官。
And he says that in this one city, there is this unjust judge.
主有的时候举一些比喻, 你说主你怎么把你自己好像比成那个不义的官啊?
And he says here, God gave us a parable. How come sometimes it looks like that God is the judge?
这个不义的官不惧怕神, 也不怕世人。
And this unjust judge is not, does not fear God and does not care about man.
那在这个城里面有一个寡妇,
and in this city, there is a widow.
她有一个对头,
and in this widow, she has an adversary.
那这个寡妇来求这个官替她伸冤,
so this widow asked for the judge to give her the justice.
那这个官呢,因为不怕神,也不怕人啊, 所以她好多时间,她都不理她,不准她。
And because this judge does not fear God and does not care about man, he chose to ignore this woman for a long time.
但是这个寡妇,她不断地求,不断地求啊。
But this widow never stopped and she was very persistent.
那这个官他说什么呢? 只因这寡妇烦扰我,我就给她伸冤吧。
And this judge said, yet because the widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice.
主要我们常常祷告不灰心。
And God wants us to have this constant prayer.
他用这样的一个比喻,
so that he gave us this parable.
叫我们看见就算是世界上一个不义的官,
so we see that even on this world, we have a judge that is unjust.
寡妇在那里缠累他, 烦到他一个地步,他说好,我就替你伸冤吧。
And if the widow is persistent enough, even this judge would help her out.
让我们知道说,何况我们的神,
and look at it, in our case, we are with God.
他是公义的,他是慈爱的,
and God is just and loving.
他岂会不替我们伸冤吗?
And of course he would help us and give us justice.
他一定为我们伸冤的。
And of course he would give us justice.
他就告诉我们说,我们祷告不要放弃。
So that he asks us to never give up in our prayer.
我们祷告不要灰心。
And we would always be persistent with our prayer.
我们需要恒切在主面前祷告。
So that we should constantly praying in front of the Lord.
所以这边讲到说，你们不要歇息，不要歇息。
And he said here that we would never rest.
不要歇息，也不让我们的神歇息。
And we should give ourselves no rest, and we should give him no rest.
这是一个何等的权柄啊！
And such a power and authority faith.
神什么时候歇息，他有主权的。
And whenever God wants to rest, He has His power to rest.
但他歇不歇息，跟我们祷告是有关系的。
But whether our Lord rests or not depends on us.
我们不歇息，他也不能歇息。
And if we give ourselves no rest, then we would give Him no rest as well.
在这边讲得很清楚啊，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息。
And He said clearly here is that give yourself no rest such that.He would have no rest as well.
上个礼拜天，我听到一个姊妹她讲一点见证。
And last Sunday, there was a sister gave her a testimony.
因为她的先生好长时间都不信主。
And her husband has a very stone heart that he would not believe.
上个礼拜天呢，她的先生他说。突然在唱诗歌的时候，哎呀，他也说不出为什么，他就在那里流泪啊。
And last Sunday, when her husband was singing a hymn, all of a sudden he started crying.
他不晓得他到底什么事情发生了，怎么会唱一首诗歌，他就一直流泪。
And both of them didn't understand why he would start crying.
他的姊妹后来就讲一个故事，不是一个他的见证。
And then the sister then gave me a testimony.
这个姊妹她受浸大概才一年多的时间。
And I think this sister has only been baptized for about a year.
她说大概有八个月之久啊。
And she said that there is about 8 months.
她说每一天早上四点半钟。
And at about 4:30 every morning.
她就偷偷地爬起来。
She would sneak out.
没有 out 啊，她就跪在那个床边啊。
She would wake up and she would start kneeling down around her bed.
她说她不敢把她先生吵起来。
And she didn't want to wake her husband.
她就跪在床边为她先生祷告。
So that she would knee down around the bed and pray for her husband.
不是一天两天。
It's not just one day or two days that she did this.
不是一个礼拜两个礼拜。
And it's not only 1 week or 2 weeks.
他祷告了八个月的时间。
She constantly prayed for about 8 months.
他没有放弃。
And every morning she would not give up.
他没有灰心。
And every morning she would be persistent.
多少时候他先生都不愿意来参加任何教会的活动。
And there has been a long time that her husband would not want to participate in any church activity.
多少次他先生在那里拒绝，在那里顶撞。
And there is countless times that her husband would refuse to come.
但是我们的姊妹她不灰心。
But our sister has always been persistent.
她不歇息。
And she would never rest.
八个月，她说每天早上四点半就是这样子，安安静静的祷告。
And for 8 months, she has been waking up at 4:30 every morning to pray for her husband.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神岂不为她伸冤吗？
And brothers and sisters, do you think our God would not give her justice?
我们的神岂不听见这样的祷告吗？
And do you think that our Lord would not hear this type of prayer?
时候到了，他先生说，我也不晓得为什么。我好不容易来一次教会，我为什么一唱诗歌我就一直流泪啊？
And time has come now. The husband would not show up to church very often, but this time he cried.
然后你问他说，你愿不愿意信主啊？他说我愿意，我愿意。怎么这么简单啊？
And now if you ask him if he is willing to believe in God, and he would cry and said yes.
你问他说，好不好？我们一起做决志祷告。他说，好好好。
And then if you ask him, are you willing to declare that God is your Lord? He would say yes.
如果我们没有听见姊妹的见证，我们觉得说，哇，这个人得救好容易哦。
And if you did not know how the sister has been praying for 8 months, you would think that it was an easy task to make him believe.
啊，你问他说，你愿不愿意参加受浸班啊？下个月底有受浸，他说，啊，我愿意，愿意。
And now if you ask the husband if he's willing to be baptized, he would say, yes, I am.
等到我们听见姊妹的见证，我们说，哦，原来真是。神听见我姊妹的祷告。
But it's not until we find out from the testimony of the sister that it is God to listen to her prayer.
我们不晓得很多事情发生需要有多长时间的祷告。
And a lot of things happens, and you did not know that a lot of other things happen in the background.
也许我姊妹说，我才祷告八个月，很感谢主了，不长不长，一点都不长。
And maybe you say that 8 months is only a short period of time.
但是不论主为我们预备要改变这个情形，改变这个环境，要有多长时间的祷告。
And maybe we never would know how long we need to pray constantly for any one thing.
他告诉我们说，不要歇息。
And he says here that give yourself no rest.
也不要使他歇息。
So that you would give him no rest.
今天我们的神正在建造他的教会。
And today God is building up our church.
他要我们起来祷告。
And he wants us to stand up and pray.
叫我们不要歇息。
So that we would give ourselves no rest.
他说只等到他建立耶路撒冷。
Says he would give him no rest until he established Jerusalem.
使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
And makes her the praise of the earth.
使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Until he established Jerusalem and make her the praise of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，神呼召我们借着祷告与他来同工。
And brothers and sisters, God called upon us to pray with him.
现在正是建造的时候。
And it is the time to build up Jerusalem.
也是征战最猛烈的时候。
And this is now the worst struggle with us and the devil.
我们的神就在今天，他要呼召守望者。
And today, God calls upon his watchmen.
他要呼召祷告的人。
So that, and he is also calling on the people of prayer.
抵挡仇敌所有的攻击和诡计。
So that we could stand guard against the enemy.
为着神家来祷告。
And we would pray for our church.
直到神的祝福能够倾倒下来。
So that the blessing could come upon us.
我们说我们愿他的宫内兴旺，愿他的城中平安。
And we would pray for the peace of his city.
然后我们祷告神的旨意能够早日的完成。
So that we would pray that his desire would come true on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，神的呼召是为着每一位神儿女的，是为着我们的。
And indeed God is calling on every one of us, all his children.
愿早上我们都愿意答应他的呼召。
And this morning I hope that you would accept this calling.
求主带我们到高处。
So that God could lead us to this high ground.
能够和他一同站在属天的高峰。
And on this high ground, we would have this heavenly vision with him.
求主让我们警醒不歇。
And we hope that God would give us this alertness.
求主让我们迫切祷告。
So that we could be persistent to pray.
求主让我们祷告是恒切的，直到神旨意完成。
And I hope that our prayer could be persistent until his day come.
我里面充满了这样的信心。
And so that we would be filled up by this faith.
耶路撒冷是会成为可赞美的。
The faith of Jerusalem would become the praise of the earth.
今天是一个关键的时刻。
And indeed, today is an important day.
只要我们起来祷告。
It's the day that we have to stand up and pray.
带下他永远的心意。
So that we would bring his desire.
叫他的工作能够完成。
And so that his work could be completed.
耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
And so that Jerusalem could be the praise of the earth.
好吧，我们再来唱这首诗歌545首。
Let's sing 545 again.
祷告乃是灵中。